right. What a great morning it is. And we are down here at the Veterans Center. And let me tell you, it is live down here. They are setting up chairs inside. They have our veterans director is in shorts. Yes, that's right. Carrie Bolt is in shorts over here. They are working hard. Lots of people from the city working on the gardens at the gazebo down there. The giraffe has made her appearance right there in as we come into Uptown Greenwood. Look over there where the gazebo is, and you'll see the giraffe and her babe right there working hard. It's going to be a bee pollinator garden across the way. It looks great. We are just amazed. We thought we were saying, well, who are we going to get to talk to? I guess we'll just have to do this by the seat of our pants. But let me tell you, everybody is getting ready for the great event that is going to happen here tomorrow. They are going to unveil this eagle that we have been waiting for to see. Now, I have seen it because I got a sneak peek the day they were actually installing it. But now with the whole courtyard here totally paved and looking fabulous, benches have been installed. It is awesome. So I hope you are going to put this on your calendar for tomorrow afternoon at 2 p.m. to be here at the Greenwood Veterans Center in Uptown Greenwood. Hey, we were going to go live. Are we going live? Are we live now? I've been live and I didn't even know it. Oh, my God, we're right here. Yes, and here we are. Rosalind is out there, Rosalind Burke. She is Carrie's right-hand person right there. They are trying to get everything set up. This has been a massive undertaking, and I hope people appreciate the fact that so much has been put together, working with this behind the scenes, getting everything done. They really deserve a lot of credit for making this happen and happen with what's going to be one of these once-in-a-lifetime events that you don't want to miss. So we are going to... There goes Carrie Bolt running into the building. We missed him. There goes Rosalind. Looks like we're going to miss her. Okay. We'll catch up with them a little later here. So here we are at the Veterans Center, just looking around at everything. I think we ought to take a stroll out here into the actual plaza here and kind of just look at some of the things that have been posted here. There are all different sizes, from the small paver-type bricks to the larger ones. I love this phrase, ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country. And, of course, who said that? The 35th President of the United States of America, John F. Kennedy. It was his mantra. And where are we at now, folks? Oh, I said I wouldn't get political on this, so I'm not even going to get political on this. But where are we at right now? The flagpoles, of course, have been up. They are in honor and remembrance of the heroes and victims of the fight against terrorism and to celebrate the enduring spirit of America. And those were presented, I think a couple of years ago now, by the Woodmen of the World. But the amount of time that has been taken to honor our veterans, and the thing about the honoring of our veterans, yes, honoring our veterans with a place that they can come, a place that they can be, find the services that they need, everything from their medical discharges to getting the benefits that they're supposed to get. This is what this place is all about, but it's a lot more than that because we have the, what do we have? We have the PTSD group that meets here. We have all the different groups that meet here. If someone is in need of helping find a job, they can find it here. As for the veterans, this is what it's all about. It's about our veterans. And after all, when you have people that have given so much to our country, shouldn't they have these benefits? You know, a lot of places, they wouldn't have a facility like this, and that's what makes this so neat, is the facility is for them. And you know what? I've talked about this a lot in the last couple of weeks, and I firmly believe it. If it hadn't been for a vision of one man, Carrie Bolt, Would we have this center today? I don't think so. He was doggedly on it, and I can remember him talking to me about this is just the perfect place, and could it happen? Will it happen? And here it is, 4 years later, and it has happened. And I tell you what, the city and the county made a great decision by deciding to do this for the veterans. It speaks volumes for our community. And when you speak volumes for a community and you appreciate the support that our community has gotten from the veterans and that we give to the veterans, that's what it's all about, folks. Giving support and giving our veterans the support that they need as they have given so much to us. So for our former veterans, to our present veterans, and to all the active duty military, this is your home here in Greenwood. I certainly hope that they are going to use it and understand all the great things. Not only that, there is a Hall of Heroes Museum here. We have actually been through that, and it keeps evolving and changing. What else is there? Well, let's see. There is the Hall of Heroes. Those that are inducted every year into the Hall of Heroes are posted there for a year, and then they bring the next group in. Other things that you should know about the Veterans Center. Lots of the veterans groups meet right here at the Veterans Center. It is a place where they can meet. Lander, Army, ROTC has their own office right here. So when we look at this Veterans Center, we see a whole lot more than just a place for veterans to come to get their benefits. It's a full service, one-stop shop right here in Greenwood. Hey, you know what? I would like to just look at some of these bricks that are here. We all know Charles Drake, retired Lieutenant Colonel, USA, 1952 to 1975, Korean conflict, two tours of Vietnam, helicopter pilot who got them in and out of Vietnam. Some of his stories are just unbelievable that I have been able to hear, and we've played them on the radio. Fred McGuire, Colonel, U.S. Air Force, Vietnam, 1971 to 1972, Desert Storm, 1990 to 1992. In memory of my brother, James E. Dorn, Colonel James Williams, Little River Regiment, died at Kings Mountain. James E. Lawton, John McElhaney. In honor of my brother, Raymond P. Dorn, private in the U.S. Army, died 1956. He was there in 1956, in memory, in honor. In honor of our daddy, Hoyt Dorn. That's right, Hoyt Dorn. With the U.S. Army Korea Vietnam 1953 to 1973. That must be Hoyt Dorn's dad. So I don't know all these people. I wish I did, but I don't. And that's why it's important to keep their memory alive. And, you know, one of the things that you can do is you can have a brick or a square here. It's all different prices based on the size that you do. Some of the people that have come through and done things. I got to say a shout out to Moa, who did a Star Fort chapter. Moa chartered 11/27/1987. That's right. We're having a big anniversary, and we're having the anniversary next Thursday, right here in Greenwood, Star Fort Moa. They took a nice brick, and that's really, really nice. We should also say there's a bench out here. This was an expensive one, the bench, in appreciation of all veterans at the Self Regional Health Care. Capsigel took one, and let's see, who else took one? Who else took one out here? It is so beautiful and so peaceful, and yet there's all this traffic going on. Capsigel on this side, okay. Capsigel thanks you for your service, courage, and sacrifice. There's another one. Right here. And you know what I love? For all our veterans, prepared in mind and resources, while I breathe, I hope. That's right. So we're going to walk over to the other side here, Emerald, before they start unloading more chairs here. Everybody's working hard. Are you working hard this morning? Okay, I don't know if anybody caught that on camera, but anyways, We're walking across to the other side. Let's see who else. The Greenwood Rotary Club, service and self. God bless our veterans. So that's the other nice bench that's out here. And if you've driven by, it's no longer is the Greenwood, where it used to be the Greenwood Library, and it was kind of hidden here. No longer is it hidden. It's standing proud. And when the eagle is unveiled, this whole plaza is coming to light. It's got lights around it, so you're going to be able to see it in the daylight and also at night. When you turn around and you look out to the gardens, we should walk over here to the bee pollinator gardens that are going in here. Goodness, they are all working, planting flowers here. Oh, yeah, I think I can grab somebody here to talk to for a second about what the bee pollinator garden is going to be all about. She's acting like she doesn't see me, but she sees me, and I'm going to talk to her in just a second. So why don't we hear a quick word from our sponsors? Andy, I don't even know what time it is, but we'll be right back. Don't you go away.
Gold, gold, more precious than any other time in history. Do you have gold? Do you need cash? Then bring it to SFG. That's Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood. Telephone 229-6613. Don't forget, we buy diamonds too. Paying the highest prices for your gold and diamonds at Sharp Facets Gallery.
Oh, that's right. We are in beautiful uptown Greenwood. Right across from the Veterans Center is the gazebo, and the giraffes are out there. And I have gotten a gardener in charge of making sure Greenwood is beautiful. Ann Barklow, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing good. Thank you, Ann.
What are you doing out here? Looks like you're planting up a storm.
We're planting a pollinator garden. We took out all the neatly manicured shrubs that were here before, and we put a garden just for our pollinators, which will be like butterflies and bees and moths and hummingbirds.
There's a lot more pollinators than we think about, isn't it, besides just the bees?
And the most important thing about pollinators, about 90% of our flowering plants are as a result of pollinators. So we would have a festival of no flowers if we didn't have them.
Well, you know, bringing that up, we got the Festival of Flowers right around the corner here. I see you've already got the giraffe out here.
Yeah, we're getting a lot. We're bringing them right from Stony Point right out here, and then we're going to be bringing in some of the smaller ones and some of the medium-sized ones. And
when are they going to be all out? Can you give us an idea?
If they're not out by the end of May, I'll probably have to kill myself.
Okay. End of May. Is good. Are they all looking good? Are they all healthy?
They all look amazing this year. We've had a lot of volunteers, as you know. We couldn't do it without them, and they're getting a creative streak that is off the charts. So we've got some beautiful changes that we made, and they're just gorgeous. And we have a cake this year.
Cake! The 50th year. Oh, I didn't know they have a cake.
The 50-year anniversary of the Festival of Flowers, so we actually have a cake.
And where's the cake going to go?
Rugs of distinction
right out there. That is so cool. But now, how many people have been working to put all this pollinator garden together?
Oh, my God. We started this probably in November, started propagating plants in the greenhouse when it was icy.
You grow them yourself?
At least 90% of these plants were grown ourselves in the greenhouse by master gardeners mostly. And so we started them from cuttings from their gardens that they brought in. So we have just a wonderful array of plants. So we've been working on it all winter and all spring. And
how many people are actually doing the planting here today?
Today we got five of us today. We had three yesterday installing a drip system. We're doing it all under drip system, so we don't have the weeds that to deal with as much with overhead irrigation, and we conserve water that way. So we had some working out here yesterday, and then we had the public works crew out here helping. And, of course, the unsung heroes of the public works department out there mulching.
Yeah.
I mean, they're, I don't know how, and they are the ones that hung all these bird feeder or bird houses.
Not the bird houses. Where did they come from?
Oh, man, the bird houses was an effort between CLAW, which is our local woodworking club.
Yep.
They built them for us with these living roofs or planters in them. And the master gardeners planted them. We, of course, grew the plants at the garden, you know, succulents, their succulent garden.
succulent gardens. Emerald like succulents.
Succulents are getting very popular. So. And they're great, so you don't have to water much. So, yeah, so it was really an effort between the horticulturists at the city, Baugh,
right,
the master gardeners.
How does it feel to be, what shall we say, overseeing the whole coming together for blooming Greenwood?
I don't know. If I didn't have the crew I have, I'd probably not be alive today. So it's the crew and the public, the entire public works department. They all chip in. If we're in a bind, they help us. And so it's just I don't know. I don't think about overseeing it. I just, we're a team.
Right, but you know, somebody's got to have that vision to get this done. What do you think about the Veterans Center and what this is going to mean tomorrow afternoon?
Oh, I can't even speak on that. I mean, it's out of my realm, but I'm very grateful that we have this for the veterans, and, you know, we're all free today because of that.
Absolutely. Well, it certainly is going to be beautiful out here. It's already beautiful. Uptown Greenwood is looking fabulous. Festival of Flowers, what, 2 weeks away, I guess, yes?
Mm-hmm.
It's getting go time for you.
It's very go time, yes.
And, of course, all the other flowers that you plant to keep things looking beautiful, whether it's a festival of flowers, the spring, the winter, the fall, I'm telling you, you just do a great job, Anne.
Thank you, Anne. We love it. We do it for everybody, and we love it. We love it. We get out here. We've been in the greenhouse for so long. We get out here, and they are just so many compliments. It just makes it all worthwhile. So.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for taking time out of this busy schedule this morning, Anne Barklow.
Thank you, Anne.
Have a good one.
You too.
All right. Hey, we are having a good time here, and you've got to be here tomorrow afternoon at 2 o'clock to see everything that is happening here at Uptown Greenwood at the Veterans Center. It is going to be a powerful, powerful moment. You know, not only are we going to have local politicos and all of those that have made this happen going to be here, we're also going to have the Adjutant General Robert E. Livingston is going to be here. He, of course, is the head of the National Guard, and so appropriate that he will be here to give a keynote address. Also, Senator Lindsey Graham is going to be here, and there may be others. There may be others. All of our political attaché will be here, from Senator Floyd Nicholson to Ann Parks, Mike Pitts. You know, they're all going to be here to be part of this, and that's what makes this so special. So we are going to get ready for part two here in just a minute. I see Jim Dominick over there. He has worked so hard on making this plaza come alive. I see Carrie Bolt over there, Rosalind. So how about we take a little break? And if you were watching us on Facebook, stay tuned. I think we're going to go live again. So don't you go away.
McDonald's presents Confessions of an Ex-Hipster.
I loved cappuccinos, so I put on an itchy turtleneck and grew a goatee. But before I knew it, I was into French films, indie rock, and not bathing. Luckily, I got help from McDonald's McCafe cappuccinos. Now I'm watching football, wearing khakis, even high-fiving again. Thank you, McDonald's.
New McCafe mochas, lattes, and cappuccinos from McDonald's. With fresh ground espresso and real steamed milk, it's all the coffee, hold the attitude. At participating McDonald's.
Visit your local McDonald's in Greenwood and Abbeville today.
Oh, that's right. I tell you what, I have James Free Dominick, Lieutenant Colonel in the Army from 1968 to 1994, international service. You've been on the radio with me before, and here we are standing on the plaza. We are live on Facebook, nonetheless, and Tim, you have worked so hard to make this come together. I know that for 4 years ago we started this program. You've been working the last 3 years at least trying to make sure that everybody knew about the plaza. How does it feel to be standing here today and looking out over Uptown Greenwood in the Veterans Plaza? How does it make you feel?
It just makes us feel so proud for all the veterans and all the people that have worked so hard on this project. And we're just so grateful and blessed that we've come to this fruition, and we're just so excited about the ceremony tomorrow, and we invite everyone to come out at 2 o'clock and join with us as we have the unveiling of that beautiful eagle. And we're just so thankful for the community support, the county and city efforts, and all of the foundations that have been so supportive, and all of the veterans who have purchased favors and are supporting and will continue to support this in the past and present and future. We're just excited.
It is, and it's a real statement to our community that this that even that we have this building here, the old library, was able to be turned into this great veterans. And, you know, I think we need to say a big thank you to Kerry Bolt for his vision that this was the perfect place, and he sure was right, wasn't he?
Well, I think it was certainly an ideal move to utilize a piece of property that would have been perhaps not utilized.
Demolished, yeah.
Well, whatever. Yeah. And we're just so grateful that we can have individuals with foresight and the municipalities coming together to ensure that this was a activity that came to fulfillment.
You know, I think the other thing that's really neat about this is such a great place for people who are veterans to come here and meet, and there's so many services here. I know that you've got a lot of things that you are helping get done here this morning, but I want to say a big thank you for your service to our country, and thank you for taking this project on. Jim, you're an awesome guy, and thanks so much for doing this.
Well, thank you, Ann, for all of the support you've given us and all the coverage that you've given us in the past, and we just appreciate you so much and appreciate everything that's taken place, and we're just excited about what's taking place tomorrow. And again, we invite everyone out at 2 o'clock to come and be a part of this very momentous occasion.
That's right. Thank you so much. God bless you.
God bless you.
All right. James Free Dominic, Jim Dominic, he has been working hard on selling pavers. You've probably seen him at many meetings across our community. And I'm telling you what, there is room for more. There is room for more, from the small pavers to the big ones, and there are more opportunities. But this is going to be a place that will be here forever, folks, and that's what makes it so important. It'll be here forever. So please, 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 don't miss this tomorrow. Be here 2 p.m. If you got to ask off of work, please ask off of work. Tell everybody at work to be here. This is one of those occasions you don't want to miss. So I'm here. I got to find Kerry Bolt and see if I can get him on the air in his shorts here today. We talked to Ann Barklow over there. They're putting the flowers out. Goodness, they're already setting up who's going to sit where. They are brave. They are thinking there's going to be absolutely positively no rain. And I don't know, it feels kind of humid here today, but I hope they're right. Tomorrow afternoon is supposed to be a beautiful afternoon, so make sure that you are here with us. We are going to be here. In fact, Sharp Facets is going to close for this couple of hours because we feel it is that important to be here. What else is going on? I think we should go inside and see what's going on. What do you think, Emerald? Think we can do it? No, see if you can grab it. If you can grab it, we'll take it with us. And we are going to just head inside the Veterans Center here. I want you to see how they've got everybody being lined up here to be part of this. And now we're going to go inside and see what's happening inside here. How you doing there, Rosalind?
I'm doing great.
Yeah, okay. All right. How are we doing? Are we coming in? All right. Emerald's going in here. I'm right behind her. She is checking out in front of me so you can see what is happening. We are now in the Veterans Center, and this is, if you've not been here, it's time for you to come. It is definitely time for you to come. It's time for you to see what has happened here. They are getting ready to set up. There'll be a ceremony inside. There's going to be a ceremony outside. So I certainly hope that you are going to put that, as I said, 2 p.m. on Friday is where you want to be. Let's go over here and just look at part. Now, we can't go in the whole museum here today because the doors are closed. I probably could get them open. But I thought you might like to come over here and just see how it keeps changing up. Look at the uniforms. I believe that is a, is that the uniform? No, this is it right here. This is Colonel Taylor's wife. She was also in the military. That's right, Tracy Taylor, Major U.S. Air Force, folks. And so she has donated her uniform. I guess she doesn't plan to go back in. Okay. All right. But we have beautiful pictures, and to know the people that have served our country from right here in our area is just so awesome. Lots of uniforms here showing you the different ones. This is a place you should bring the kids, folks. The museum is open the first Sunday, first Wednesday. They have a schedule. I'm not sure I know exactly the schedule, but they have a schedule here, and I certainly hope that you are going to take some time during the summer to bring them by to see this. Now, we're just in the outside part of it because I didn't ask to go inside there. We could, but I want you to know that this is the place to come. One of the people that I have been privileged to have known in my lifetime is Aileen Walsh. She was born May 5th, 1910. She died just recently, well, 7 years ago now, August 20th, 2010. But she used to bring her collections of silver, and she loved Tiffany silver and this type of thing. But she was part of the Women's Air Force Service Pilots of World War II. And boy, did she have stories. Unfortunately for me, and for my listeners, I guess, was the fact that I never really got to sit down and interview her because I wasn't in the radio business then. But she used to come by the store. I can say I knew Aileen Walsh, and she used to bring in her scrapbooks, her big scrapbooks with all the pictures and how lucky she was to be one of a few women, I'm not going any further than that, one of the few women with all those men. That's right. So, Aileen Walsh, we salute you, but we salute so many others that have been in the service. And women are an important part. And I'm going to tell you what, Emerald, did you see the gal from Washington, D.C., who won Miss USA? And the fact that they were talking about feminism, and she said, I would like to call it equalism, because men and women are doing the same job. So why should they be paid less? Why should they not have the opportunities? Something to think about, folks. The women, and where would we be if we didn't have the women that were doing all those jobs back home and keeping everybody going. Rosie the Riveter, of course, is very famous, but there were lots of women that were Rosie the Riveters. This is a great experience. I tell you what, folks, I don't know, do you want to keep going here, or should we, I was going to see if I can find Carrie here for just a minute. I may have to bleep the radio, but we'll see if we can find Carrie here real quick. There is a casket set up right here. Now, some people have been a little bit upset that there's been a casket draped with the American flag. However, I think it is very, very appropriate. And then the boots and the helmet with the gun, that's such a battlefield cross. That is so, so we have seen it so many times, too many times. And that's why this Veterans Center is so, so important. Oh, I do see him. I see Kerry Bolt, man of the hour, right out here. He's going to say that he doesn't have time to talk to me, folks, but I'll pull Colonel rank if I have to here, folks. You know, I'm an auctioneer, and auctioneers are considered Kentucky Colonels. So here we go. I'm coming out to get him now. He's going to have to talk to me. Shorts and all, he's going to have to talk to me for a moment. How you doing there, Kerry Bolt?
How you doing, ma'am?
I'm real good. What do you think about everything you got going on here today? It looks like a well-oiled machine here, believe it or not. I know there's chaos in the back of your mind, but it looks pretty organized here. We're live on the radio, Kerry. Be careful what you say, please.
I'm choosing words. I'm about to have a heart attack.
Well, you look pretty good. Let me take your pulse. Yeah,
tomorrow at 4 o'clock. Let me know about that, how well we did.
Well, you know, I know that with the staff that you have working behind you, with Jim Dominic over here working hard, it's looking great here. I just talked to Ann Barklow out there with the bee pollinator garden out there. Everything is coming together like a plan. Now, I have been behind the scenes, folks, and I know it has been a lot of chaos. But right now, it looks pretty darn good, and I think you are to be celebrated for being part of the team that is pulling this all together.
Well, I used to have hair. Now I don't. So
can you get in close on that, and we'll count the number of hairs?
Yeah. I really hope that everybody comes tomorrow, and I really hope they appreciate all these veterans, and I really hope they are impressed by their Veteran Memorial Plaza. And there's still more to come to this plaza.
Absolutely. This is the beginning, and this is a plaza that can go on forever.
Past, present, and future.
And, you know, just real quick, I always talk about what this Veterans Center has inside, but it has not only the area where people can come that are veterans with issues with the government and the veterans, but what else is here? Because there are other places where people can get help that are veterans.
Well, I always wanted to make this a one-stop shop. Here we have VA, we have a museum, we have Hall of Heroes, we have Lander Army ROTC. Downstairs we have the DAV, American Legion, VFW, Marine Corps League, Purple Heart Society. We also have Veterans Court, and we also have a new addition, the Psychiatric Department, for helping veterans with PTSD and any problems they may have.
So the great thing about the Veterans Center is this is your place to come and get help, right? Get help.
Yes, ma'am. And we're trying to add on some more things. We're not going to tell you about that right now. But, yeah, we're trying to get as much as we can in here to make it a one-stop shop for veterans and their families and their dependents. Plus, a great place just for the public to come, see the history of this county. And one more important thing, we'd like to have churches come in here and visit. We'll open the museum or the building anytime. We're also trying to work a big thing with scouting and get them in here. That's a big thing. That's our future.
That is our future. So I know you're real busy, but I really appreciate the fact that you took 3.5 minutes to talk to me here this morning.
I'm trying to.
No, I know, but I don't know. I talk about all the time that this is really one-stop shopping, and this is the place to come when you have an issue or veterans things. And I think it's great that it's growing, and it hasn't reached its end game. It's still a growing and reviving and changing depending on the situations and the issues that veterans have.
Yes, ma'am. And one more thing. I mean, this is history.
It is history.
I mean, they're actually making new history right here tomorrow.
Tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Now, what are the people going to see when the Eagle is unveiled? What can you tell us? I've got pictures that I've posted, but we're live here on Facebook, so what are they going to see?
They're going to see relief from my staff. This has been a hard thing. It's been a really hard project, but it's a worthwhile project. They're going to see the main base of the Eagle. They'll see some famous words on our memorial,
right?
And I think people really need to pay attention to what's on that memorial. Yes.
And you know, I think we need to say a big kudos to the county and to the city for coming together on this on the Eagle here. That was a big undertaking.
They have been amazing. It's been a team effort. And one more thing I'd like to say about Greenwood County Council. I can't say thank them enough for letting us bring this building back to life for what it is, the Veterans Center.
Well, I can say this. The first time I met you, I was sitting in a little office in Park Plaza with my knees bumping up against the desk there. And now when I come to see you here, you've got nice offices, and this is a place for all to be excited about and to enjoy. Not only that, this is going to be a place that people will come from out of town to see our plaza here.
Greenwood has something to be truly proud of here. I mean, they really do. And each time a stone's placed here, I mean, it represents this county and this country.
That's
and
right.
The sacrifices people have made.
Absolutely. And there have been a lot of sacrifices made. So, Veterans Affairs Officer Terry Bolt, I know it's been tough, but thanks for being here, because when it gets tough, the tough keep going. You, Terry Bolt, keep going.
commandment. I appreciate everybody's support, and we hope everybody stays involved with us.
Absolutely. Thanks so much, Kerry.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. You have been right here with us on WCRS tomorrow afternoon, 2 p.m. This place is going to be alive with wonderful, wonderful, wonderful people. So please, please, please make sure that you are here. There's going to be dignitaries here. There's going to be veterans here. There's going to be you here, I hope. And I hope you're going to be here so that you can show the support to our community and to our veterans and to all that have worked so hard to make this come together. Hey, I'm Ann Eller. This is WCRS right here in Greenwood. Thanks for being with us right here on this very special I Love Ann Show, live on Facebook and on the radio at the same time. Bye-bye, everybody.